Hey, Schulte.
Tom, this game can be goofy. One night after you're scoring at will, you can't score hardly at all, and a lot of that credit goes to Lake State. They blocked a ton of shots tonight and made life tough on you, didn't they?
Well, they had desperation. They had urgency. They wanted it. They wanted that game so bad. It was all the team in the blue.
Weird anomaly. You guys won 17 of 19 faceoffs in the
but we lost two. We lost two of them, and two end up going in the back of the net too.
Right, exactly. I mean, obviously, you guys have had some trouble in the faceoff dot, but you didn't get anything out of it, even though you won all those faceoffs in the first period.
And so, it is what it is. It's a weird game, Bess, and again, it's hard to put a finger on it. But the bottom line is, it didn't matter because we got down early, and we couldn't respond, and we couldn't get back in it.
Always look for some positives. Reese Chittenden, I think, had five shots in the first two periods. He was looking for the puck in the offensive end a lot, wasn't he?
Yeah, he played pretty good. He did. That line competes. They battle.
Well, once you got that goal from Carter Jones, I mean, you guys have made a lot of comebacks, but that's asking a lot, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
How many you've already had this year?
You know what? You want to keep playing this game. You're going to lose. You're going to lose, and. Those comebacks, and that might be the end of it, Biss. You're not gonna do that too many times.
See you on Thursday, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Pole Bunny Communications postgame show tonight.